Continue to unpack that budget. Did the budget address South Africa's business needs? That becomes the question now. Andrew Bowman, MD for Deal Leaders Africa, not a new voice to the show, of course. Andrew, thank you so much for your time this morning. Let's quickly get your rating out of 10 for that budget speech.
Well, firstly, morning. Thanks for having me, Arabile. I'd probably give it about a 6. I think it's hard. I think
it's a whole lot more positive than some of us here in studio as well. Yourself, Teto Nyati has given it a 7. Dumisho Greater earlier on gave it a 7 as well. Some positivity here.
I think I suppose one has to look for the light between the shadows. It was always going to be a tough call. I think it is a situation where, firstly, it is an election year, so I think one has to be prudent, and I think it is, one has to get back to basics as well. And I think, there's been a couple of years of slog for your average business owner at least. And I think, all of us wish we could flip a switch and everything would improve. But there's still a lot of work to do, and I think, unfortunately, a lot of what was presented in the budget doesn't necessarily translate into short, even medium-term benefit for your average business owner in the street.
And I suppose then the question becomes, he spoke about easing regulation for small business owners and the like, and he even gave up more money for incubations within the small business sector in particular. But do you think that big business will be encouraged to invest more in South Africa because of this budget? Will it perhaps give some sense of direction?
I'm going to answer it, probably like an economist, where I say 50% yes, 50% no. I think the reality is, anybody's going to invest in any geographical destination or market for growth, so really it's to go back to the fundamentals. And I think incubation and those types of investments are critical, but it's, incubation is a very long-term strategy. It's really around, for me, it was how do you stimulate some of the bigger issues in the economy by creating employment, incentivizing foreign investors, firstly to invest and to encourage them to hire people to work to start stimulating the economy. So I think from that perspective, foreign markets do, or foreign investors, particularly the ones we deal with, they want certainty. And I think, it is about drawing a line in the sand and hopefully starting to bed down some of the questions that have been floating around for a long time. But I still think there's a lot of work to do, immediate work, I think, to fix the problem, because we haven't got 20 years for, young people to grow into budding entrepreneurs. We've got an economy to try and save, and more importantly, grow, in the very short term.
One of the lines in the speech was government is doing everything it can to perhaps relax visa regulations in order to not just increase tourism, but also to ensure that people can invest in our country. Do you think that does put things at ease a little bit? Does it address the ease of doing business in South Africa?
I think, the ease of doing business is such a broad term. From a visa perspective, it's definitely good news. One looks at certain areas where specialists have to come in, there's been a lot of red tape. I think it's really also, what are the incentives to come and do business in South Africa? There's obviously a lot of legislation and red tape and those sort of components. So, speaking to, a number of parties that have bought our clients over the years, they've all said it's not easy. I think the DTR positions a very powerful offering, but the day-to-day and practicalities aren't easy. And I think, so I'm hoping it's a step in the right direction. What does ease of doing business, mean? Yeah, hopefully it's relatively easy to set up a business and start trading. But it's got to be economically viable, and I think it's one of those things where if you're coming into a pressurized economy and there's a lot of red tape, I think your tolerance for that red tape is relatively low. If there's stimulation and you're being incentivized in ways that stimulate the economy, I think your tolerance level will be basically a lot higher.
Yeah. Your biggest takeaway then from that budget?
We've got a lot of work to do. I think it's unfortunately, there's still quite a lot of blood in the water out there. We're exposed to pretty much most industries in the country. I think it's going to, unfortunately, at this stage, the focus has got to be on stabilizing the economy, but a lot of the work is still left up to the business owner themselves.
Andrew Bowman, appreciate your time this morning. Andrew Bowman is the MD for Deal Leaders Africa, talking just about...